I've just seen a man with no arms cycle past me. I'm not sure of his name, but his face rang a bell.
Turns out that Lance Armstrong was not only taking drugs. He was peddling too.
It's my first week working at the bicycle factory. And they've already made me a spokesperson.
What's the difference between a well-dressed man on a unicycle and a poorly dressed man on a bicycle? Attire.
Daughter texted me this in the morning. I can't wake up this morning. Feel like a bicycle. Too tired.
Where do bicycles go for a drink around here? Handlebars.
Every day I go for a walk, I get hit by the same bicycle. It's a vicious cycle.
Why did E.T.'s bicycle only turn left? Because Americans have unalienable rights.
What was the first Italian bicycle? The penny farthing.
Did you hear about the guy who was arrested for riding a bicycle made of marijuana? He was peddling dope.
In order to save money, I decided to stop using tires on my bicycle. So far, the idea hasn't gained any traction.
How many birds can ride a bicycle? Two can.
We'll return with more laughs following this short break.
Parents, ready to discover a new educational and interactive podcast for kids? Join Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids, where episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We learned how to recycle at the beach.
That was great fun. Callie, what do you say?
It was. And that time when we did the science experiment and Billy made raisins dance.
That is so cool, Billy.
He did. Not to mention when a certain Elliot took up swimming classes with Lisa.
That was me.
Bet you can't catch me.
I'm going to get you.
All this fun and more in our Stories for Kids. Lingo Kids Stories for Kids is now available on Storybutton, the kid-friendly device for screenless podcast listening. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What do you call a girl sitting on the handlebars of a bicycle? Isabel.
I wanted tickets to Olympic track cycling event. I asked everyone I knew for tickets, but all anyone could do is suggest someone else to ask. In the end, I was just going round and round.
I saw plenty of squirrels this morning cycling through the park. I don't know how they can afford bikes.
What do you call a bike trail that shows no empathy? A cycle path.
A shark can swim faster than me, but I can run faster than a shark. So in a triathlon, it would all come down to who is the better cyclist.
How do flowers ride a bike? With its petals.
What do bikes and humans have in common? They're both bipedal.
The police came around last night and told me my dogs were chasing people on bikes. I told them my dogs don't even have bikes.
Mary Poppins retired from her nanny job to ride BMX full time. Now she's known as Wheelie Poppins.
I'm Bob Jeffy.
And I'm Montgomery Jones.
And we're the spokesmen for National Bicycle Day. We're on a mission to spread the laughs and groans far and wide. So please do us a favor and share just one of these jokes with your family and friends today. Thanks.
Parents, ready to discover a new educational and interactive podcast for kids? Join Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids, where episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We learned how to recycle at the beach.
That was great fun. Cowie, what do you say?
It was. And that time when we did the science experiment and Billy made Raisins dance.
That is so cool, Billy.
He did. Not to mention when a certain Elliot took up swimming classes with Lisa.
That was me.
Bet you can't catch me.
I'm going to get you.
All this fun and more in our Stories for Kids. Lingo Kids Stories for Kids is now available on Storybutton, the kid-friendly device for screenless podcast listening. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for more dad joke humor to share? Then subscribe to our new weekly email newsletter. It's our weekly roundup of the best dad jokes, memes, and humor for you to enjoy. Spread the laughs and groans and sign up today. Check the sign up link in the show notes page or visit dailydadjokespodcast.com. The Daily Dad Jokes podcast is produced by Classic Studios. See the show notes page for social media links and joke credits. This show was recorded in front of a Cannes studio audience.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.